Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.com.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBMW.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, I got a jam-packed show for you today, and let me open up with our first guest. I'm thrilled to have back Anita Kovic talking about a terrific platform. It's called Trip Together, and you can go to triptogether.com. Anita is a destination specialist, and she's here to join us. Anita, nice to have you back.
Well, thank you for having me.
Well, first of all, tell us what Trip Together is and what people can get on TripTogether.com.
Yes, so Trip Together is a social platform which is mainly connecting travel mates from around the world. The site itself motivates and encourages travelers to talk about different journeys that they've been on, sites visited, web recommendations, and so much more. Mainly, Trip Together allows members to plan trips, to secure advice from locals, find travel companions, and share memorable experiences, and most importantly, cut on their expenses.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is a great platform, and to me, it seems like the major demographic would be the younger part of the population, maybe the millennials and college students, et cetera. Is that accurate?
Well, the members are adults, including university students, as you said, traveling for both leisure and business. So we have business people who are often required to travel a lot, but as well students.
I went up on the site this morning, and I spent some time. I think this is great. You know, my first thought was LinkedIn, how this is analogous to LinkedIn and provides people with an infinite amount of opportunities to connect with others. How does it compare with LinkedIn?
Well, LinkedIn is more of a business platform where you get to, as you know, to search for jobs and put out your resume. But this is a travel platform where people basically create their profile and then they share dates and time of their travel, their preferred date and time, and then they start chatting with other travel buddies who they can connect to or either get advices since most of them are locals, and then eventually meet up at a certain place and explore the city or the country. For example, a few weeks ago I went to Las Vegas. And I went there alone because, unfortunately, I didn't have anyone to travel with. But hopefully, I had a Trip Together app, so I went on there and met up with a local from there. Her name is Mia, and I'm going to be honest. I thought Las Vegas is strip and a desert. I didn't know much about Las Vegas. But she showed me around. She introduced me to places that I would never be able to see if I went there just touristically and if I didn't have Trip Together option. So she showed me Somerville. She showed me Town Square, Monteviaggio villages. I was really impressed and truly enjoyed my trip because of my travel buddy.
Yeah, I love it. When you go on the site, you connect. You just click in on a different area of the world that you want to travel. You get all the people who are up there and the reasons for maybe teaming up with them. It's, it has some similarities to dating services, doesn't it? Particularly ones that you're involved with.
Well, this is exclusively a travel platform, and it is for travel buddies to connect and experience the world, and especially to enable people to travel more because you get to cut on your expenses. But, of course, traveling is a great opportunity to make friends or establish a companionship with a lasting travel buddy. That's also a possibility.
What about screening procedures? Nothing is foolproof in this world, but is it up to the person who makes the connection to determine the validity and credibility of a person who they select?
Well, we have a strict screening options when it comes to Trip Together, but I always say to all of our current members and the future ones, a lot of things depend on your common sense, like in real life. For example, you talk with that person, and for example, I'm planning to go to Paris next week, and I'm talking with this travel buddy who is interested to visit this place, and we are talking about, you know, gathering economies of scale, cutting on expenses, and traveling over there together. But of course, if I don't seem to like this person, I wouldn't go with that person. I would find someone else. So it also depends on your common sense, but we never had any negative stories, negative experiences on Trip Together, and I hope we will never have.
How does someone, just tangibly here, since I have trouble finding my way out of shopping malls, how does someone become a member of Trip Together? I know the first thing you do is you go to TripTogether.com. How does the process unfold from there, Anita?
Well, they can simply go to our site, follow the process, or they can sign up through our Facebook page, start creating their profile, travel preferences, tell more about them, introduce themselves to other members, and they start from there.
The experience you've had, I don't know if you statistically compile it, but do you have any take on what kind of repeat business you get? Because this to me looks like a phenomenal experience for people, as you indicated, even beyond young people. Do you have a repeat business determination?
Can you repeat? Sorry?
Yeah, how much repeat business? How many people use the service and then use it again?
Yes, we have many, many of the same members who have been with us since 2013, and this is something that says a lot about quality of our services. And, you know, I've been with Trip Together since the beginning, and I must say I was both Trip Together buddy, and I was a local myself. Once I was local to the travelers coming over from United States, visiting country of Montenegro and Croatia, and I showed them around. And I must tell you, I was more than happy to educate all those people on the countries of former Yugoslavia, since this is the part of the world where I come from. So I would say we have consistency when it comes to quality and same members, and the numbers are increasing every day more and more. Right now, Trip Together has worked with over a million travelers and planned trip in over 150 countries across the globe.
Now, I can see how this is a tremendous, tremendous benefit, both socially, economically. It sounds like a wonderful experience. Is it cost-effective to get in to join Trip Together?
It is cost-effective. It starts from $2.99. Eventually, it goes up. But what you get for what you pay is you just can't it's so much more.
It could be thousands of dollars. I would think that a person could save getting the right hookup. Again, I want to give the website out. It's triptogether.com. Triptogether.com. Even I understood it when I got on it, and I have problems grasping those kinds of things. This is great. You can click on almost anywhere in the world, select a group, and you'll get a whole bunch of people and what they're going for. And it's tremendous. Do you have anything that you would like to add in the remaining 30 or 40 seconds?
Go on our site trip together, experience the world, because eventually travel are the best memories that you can do for yourself and invest in.
All right. When are you using it again?
Well, hopefully by the end of this September. I am chatting with a couple of travel buddies right now, since most of my friends who are in the United States are kind of busy in September, and I have an open date. So most likely I will go September, Italy. I want to go to Capri, and I'm searching for my travel buddy right now.
All right. It sounds great. I encourage people to go on this. This is really a great platform, and I want to choose my words carefully here. I really, really suggest that you go on the website and take a good look at this. It's fascinating. Triptogether.com. Anita Kovic, very nice to have you back.
Thank you.
All right, we'll continue right after these messages.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Juna covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down.
You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Exchange, Saturdays 1 to 2 p.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
I'm Ralph Nader. I just did an interview with Stu Taylor, and unlike so many radio talk show hosts, he lets you talk, he doesn't over-talk, he doesn't shout, and we can have a good conversation whether or not we agree.
All right, guest number two. I love the great guests we have on and the quality of their books. And joining that elite group is Ralph Gary, G-A-R-Y. He is the author of Sometimes Dreams Come True, The Story of Becoming America's Twins. It's published by Tate Publishing. You can go to tatepublishing.com, barnesandnoble.com, amazon.com. Ralph, congratulations on your book. Nice to have you with us.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
All right, let's go to the title. What kind of dreams are we talking about, and therefore, what's the book about?
The book is about two 12-year-olds, about a year and a half of, in the life of these two kids. It's about kids, although I don't think it's for kids necessarily. I think, like Tom Sawyer, Huckleberry Finn, it has an appeal to all ages. It's narrated by their older half-sister, who they meet under unusual, I think, entertaining circumstances. The dream actually centers on trying to win the Little League World Series, but there are a number of adventures and episodes in the book that they have. It's a feel-good book. They come out okay in each one of these situations, some of which are life-threatening. The book, of course, there again discusses their baseball adventures, trying to overcome a lot of different personality problems that they have. They're twins, identical twins, but they're separated at a very early age in a divorce. The father takes one, the mother takes the other. The father lives in Texas, the mother lives in Virginia, and the two boys don't know that they have a brother. And the grandfather in Virginia, where one of them lives, and the father of the other in Texas, realize that the mother has some personality problems, self-image, negative self-image, inferiority complex, other things.
All right, we're going to leave it at there because I don't want people to know too much about the book. Was this something that just popped out of your head, or was it based on anything anecdotal or an event in your own life that you've taken from a nonfiction setting and put it into a fictional book?
So some of it is personal. It has some personal relationships, not the twins, but the other situation. But it didn't pop out of my head. It evolved over a number of years as I walk around and muse up various stories. I put these stories together mainly to preserve my father's life's outlook. He lived to be 103.
Ooh.
He was he had a very positive, optimistic outlook on life. People asked him, you know, what his secret was to long life, and he was sharp until the end. And I think it was just this outlook on life that he kept writing about and sending letters to his kids and grandkids. And this preserves that outlook, his philosophy. There's a lot of my father in there. And I try to convey that then to my grandkids in a story form in these episodes that happened to these two boys. But that's, I think it's conveyed better, preserved better in this setting rather than setting out the philosophy itself.
Yeah, there are, other than what you've talked about and the importance of your family in relating this message, are there a number of lessons? And I would guess there's a number of lessons. There are a number of lessons in this book for others who read it. Is that correct?
Absolutely. I've had, I talk to a lot of people, and people come to me with various problems in the family and out. And I refer them to various pages in the book. Well, look on page so-and-so, and I think the father talks to his sons about various problems that they're having. One of the boys are a lot alike, but not alike, because one has grown up with this mother with personality defects, and they have to overcome that in his life. And then they have some things happen to them that shouldn't happen, but do. They're accused of a crime. One of them is sent to a juvenile facility, and he's very depressed about that. But the father has to tell him to overcome that. And let that problem be a positive thing, and grow with it, and become a better person than he does. And then the other brother solves the crime, and shows his brother was innocent, which is one of the several episodes and adventures that they have. And there's a number of adventures that they have aside from just the baseball action. The one brother saves the other from drowning, but then he is sucked under. Now, this is a real incident that happened on a river down here in Texas, which is a pretty wild river. And something similar happened to me one time.
It just happened to my own brother last week, who fortunately survived it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, this is a real river and a real situation that exists, but one of the brothers is sucked under. The brother dives in, saves him, but then he goes back under, which is like I said, really happened in real life with me several years ago, and not me personally, but some people I was with on a trip down the Guadalupe River in the south of Austin, and he's lost for several days, thought drowned, but is found, and he's okay, but he goes through that situation where they grieve for several days and have to deal with a situation that.
Wow, I can imagine the mixed emotions, polarized emotions on that. I don't even want to know about that. Is this your first book, your first work?
No, this is my first novel. I've written two other books. One is, they're both historical guidebooks or travel guides. One is on Lincoln, which I think of all the 16,000 books on Lincoln, this is the only one that really covers sites that Lincoln covered in his lifetime, and I've tried to come up with as many interesting stories on each side as I could, rather than just say Lincoln was at this hotel or this side. I've tried to make all these places interesting with anecdotes, as many as I can find.
And
then I did one on the presidents. All the presidents were here.
Okay, how interesting. You're a talented guy. Having said that, there have to be more books to come by you. Could you see this one being a series, or with your extensive background, you'll vary it?
I could see it being a series that ends with their 12, and they have become world heroes. They become America's twins. Actually, it's sort of the book centers on a kidnapping. They meet the son of the president, who I sort of equate to maybe Macaulay Culkin, who was in the Home Alone movies. And the son of the president is a movie star in his own right, about their age. And they appear in several movies with this kid. And then after they win the World Series, probably shouldn't have said that. That gives that away. They go to the White House and stay several days, and then are in a charity game with the son of the president. And they play on different sides and are kidnapped on national TV. The ball game is shown on national TV. Of course, the Little League World Series is coming up, and that attracts millions of people all over the world, but this is after that. and they playing a game after the Little League World Series are kidnapped on national TV by two.
All right, we're
going to
leave it right there so people can pick up the rest of it. Great job of covering the book, Sometimes Dreams Come True, the story of becoming America's twins. Ralph Gary is the author. The publisher is Tate Publishing. Ralph, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
All right, we'll come back with guest number three after these announcements.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
BizTalkRadio.com.
You're locked into Money Matters Radio, 1120 AM WBNW.
This is David Limbaugh, nationally syndicated columnist and author of the new book, Crimes Against Liberty, number one on the New York Times bestseller list. Not trying to brag about that, but just happy about it. I just did a great interview with your host, Stu Taylor, who is one of the best out there. He's on fire. He's almost more on fire than I am. He should have his show. Hey, he does have his show. He is awesome. You're lucky to have him.
All right, we are back, and joining us right now is Tabitha Joy Price. She is the author of a book, Joy Comes in the Morning, and the morning is spelled M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G, an interesting twist on words. And she is published by Tate Publishing, and you can go to tatepublishing.com, barnesandnoble.com, amazon.com. Tabitha, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to be here this morning.
All right. It's not the double meaning because it's spelled differently, but the twist, when you hear it in an audio sense, there's no way you'd know whether it's M-O-R or M-O-U-R. The context and nature of the book, and is it an autobiography?
Yes, it is.
All right. Tell us about it in regards to that title.
Okay. While I was in one of the most tragic and traumatic phases of my life as a believer in Jesus Christ, I begged him for comfort, but I didn't expect to experience his joy until I could get out of that tragedy.
But, what was the tragedy?
My husband was investigated, convicted, and sent to prison for 5 years for possession of child pornography. This was a total shock to me and to our entire family. We had served as missionaries for years, and we had also been serving in the church in the United States when this occurred. So it was out of nowhere for us. And even though my husband was deeply repentant and went through a series of therapy and also spiritual renewal, it was a very deep valley. I was alone raising three children while he was in a federal prison.
Did he finish serving his sentence? Did you ever reunite with him, or did that end the marriage?
No. God was very clear to me that I was to forgive Joel and stick with him. So the book is actually about the years that he was in prison and how God empowered us to live in joy together, even though we were physically separated. We are back together now physically as well. My husband came home 4 years ago, and God has restored joy in our marriage and in our family.
What was incarceration like for him, and what was it like for you?
Well, as I said, the whole investigation was a shock, and incarceration was equally shocking. It was incredibly humbling, for one thing. I have never necessarily thought of myself as a proud person, and I don't think we recognize our own pride until it's exposed by something else. But I would go to the prison to visit Joel, and I would stand in line for an hour, and the security guards would treat us like trash. And I would think to myself, I don't belong here. This is not the sector of culture that I'm a part of. I'm not a criminal, and I'm not a family member of a criminal. And then I would realize, oh, yes, I am. I am actually part of this. And it was humiliating, but it was also humbling, because God would speak to my heart. And guess what? I still love you, and I love every person in this line. So it was a humbling experience, but it was God's grace, because it showed me that he is enough, and that his love exceeds anything in human imagination. My husband experienced the same thing. He got to prison, and he looked at everybody else, and he thought, I don't belong here. Sure, what I did was bad, but I'm not like these people. I don't come from this culture. And God just had to work in his heart to humiliate and humble him and accept that, but for Jesus, that is exactly where he was, and that is exactly where he belonged. And while it was
did you have any inkling? Did you have any inkling in advance about this?
No, I really did not. I know it sounds. I one of the biggest humiliating things for me is you hear about women whose husbands are unfaithful or are having some kind of secret life, and you think, how could you not have known? Like, pay attention to your own home. But I will tell you that while my husband was involved in this illegal pornography and online illegal activity, I had no idea, no inkling whatsoever. And we had a family life and a church life, and we had a ministry that all were as real to me as anything was. So no, I had no idea. I couldn't imagine.
Yeah, how have your three sons adjusted to it? Are they old enough to be aware of what happened, and how do they accept your husband today?
Well, my oldest one was 10 when my husband was incarcerated. He's 18 today, and my youngest one was an infant, and he is 8 today. The middle one was 6, and he's 14. The beauty is that God has worked forgiveness in their lives, too, and a constant awareness that we have to trust God in every minute of every day, because we can't always know what's going on around us or what is going to happen to us. One of the struggles in my own life that I've also seen in theirs is that we tend to feel like we should have known, we should have seen the signs. But the honest truth is, in this life, tragedy can strike out of nowhere for anyone. We can be slammed by a car and someone we love be dead in an instant. The cancer diagnosis comes when we're least prepared for it. So something that the children and I have learned is that it's not about always being vigilant to stay away from whatever might cause a tragedy, but it's about trusting God and being aware of what he wants us to be aware of.
So that's a very, very poignant observation you have about anything can happen to any of us at any time, and we're never really prepared for it. Did you experience rejection from your community, your family, your church? What was their response? I assume they knew, didn't they, or was this covered up?
No, this was actually on the local news. There was no way to cover it up. Our home church immediately asked us not to come back, which was the darkest rejection we received. Although I want to say that I understand they had no idea what to do with us, and the liability and the grief that they were experiencing, it was easier just to distance themselves from us. But we were blessed with a family that chose to stand by us. We were blessed with individuals within that same church that rejected us that reached out to us, one of whom was a psychotherapist who saw Joel on a regular basis at no charge to work through and deal with some of the issues that his sin issue and also the whole incarceration issue. So we did find that God put faithful people in our lives that extended grace,
I would assume you've, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I assume you've come to the conclusion that it's never too late to reform.
Yes, you're not putting words in my mouth. I would say that Jesus always gives us the opportunity and the grace to reform.
Do you have any feelings of agony that you still go through? Are you still dealing with this?
Yes, and recently my middle son shared, because he's 14, so he tweets all the time with his friends and throws things on Instagram, and he shared a little testimony of how his life would never be the same because his dad is a felon. And what he said in there was so true for our whole family. He said, "I realize now that even after the years of prison, nothing will ever go back to the normal that we were used to. But I also realize that our whole family trusts God more and lives more expectant of God to be present in every day." So I think that is, yes, we still go through it. Yes, I still grieve. Sometimes I'm still afraid. But over all of that, our family, our core family, and even my parents and my husband's parents find that the biggest difference in our life is that we are just thrown at the mercy of God every day to trust him to do good, even in my husband's restrictions, even in the things that will never be the same in our life again.
Are there messages for women, and I very seldom hear of it being the other way around, that you want to give out that you can, if they suspect anything, to act upon it? So many of these cases take spouses by just total unawareness.
Yes. And I guess I would
say, got about 15 seconds.
If you are blindsided, don't feel guilty. If you are blindsided, that happens. And the second thing I would say is, if you suspect something and you're a believer in Jesus Christ, pray that the Holy Spirit would bring it to light.
I have to move on here. Joy comes in the morning, spelled U. Tabitha Joy Price.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts, and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new
you ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Morning 6 to 8 on WBNW, 1120 AM.
Hi, this is Lieutenant Colonel Alan West, U.S. Army retired, author of the book Guardian of the Republic, and I'm speaking with Stu Taylor. And you need to listen in to Stu because he's on the right track.
Iris Lynch, the author of The Miracle of Self-Power. It is published by Tate Publishing. You can go to tatepublishing.com, amazon.com, barnesandnoble.com. Iris, nice to have you with us as we begin this Thursday. How are you today?
Well, I'm just fine. Thank you very much.
All right. You got a powerful book here. Power is contained within the title of the book, The Miracle of Self-Power. Tell us about it. Tell us why you wrote it.
Well, I find, especially in this world of political correctness, that we have evolved, our nation has evolved into a bunch of bullies. If you saw the Republican thing last night with Ted Cruz, I mean, it's everywhere. And words count, which is why your mother, as did mine, told me, you don't start sentences with I. You should not be so egotistical. But the fact of the matter is, I debunked that in the book, because the only person that you can really speak for is yourself. You cannot speak for other people. And so it's really important as an adult to learn to say where you stand and who you are and stand behind it. This book goes through chapter after chapter, and with each chapter, each subject is followed by a have to, so that it isn't just this is what you need to do, but it's suggestions and self-reflection. And it's just got some interesting things. I, of course, have had feedback over the years, and one woman had her daughter here visiting from Australia, and she bought 6 of the books to take back, and one of the things that really hit her was the chapter on how to solve problems. And the first thing that you have to decide is it your problem? Too often we stick our noses into other people's problems, which we cannot fix. And so why bother?
Yeah, I mean, there's so much out there that's disturbing. And I think in this footloose and carefree society, which is focused on political correctness, and a polarized society, the I don't want to say evil, but the negative side of a lot of people come out. And the more that they create situations like this, the more they bring unhappiness into their own lives and the lives of their families and friends. Correct?
Absolutely. There is one chapter on choice, and again, a lot of people really don't understand that everything they do is a matter of their choice. And so I make it clear that they need to understand that they do have choices. They always have choices. I don't know how old you are, but I'm 83 years old today, as a matter of fact.
I'm sorry, how old are you, 83?
I am.
God bless you.
Well, thank you. I was born in 1933 in Brooklyn, New York. And but anyway, what I was going to say, a lot of people don't remember. Now I've forgotten his name. He was a well-known comedian. And when it came to choice, he would say that he had been in a dark alley one evening, and this guy came up to him and held a gun to him. He was very careful with his money. Okay.
Is that Jack Benny? Henry Youngman?
The gunman said, "Your money or your life." Oh, it's Jack.
Yeah, yeah. Henry Youngman.
No, Jack Benny. Jack Benny, your money or your life.
Okay, I said either Jack Benny or Henry Youngman. Okay, Jack Benny, a great comedian.
Yes.
If these behaviors become habit, how do you break them?
Well, what people tend to do is they leap off the cliff. And my suggestion is that they take one tender step at a time. Because if you leap off a cliff, then obviously you're going to fail. There have been one of the trends that I see as I watch TV and other venues is the lack of self-analysis, self-empowerment, self-caring. People, I don't know, there's a real problem with obesity, for example.
Oh, 53% or some ridiculous number of people who
and
are really overweight.
What I have said to people when they ask me, gee, you know, what do I need to do to get on a diet? I've tried so many times and I've failed. And I said, well, how much do you weigh? No, I weigh 250 pounds. I said, I'll bet you didn't wake up one morning and see that you weighed 250 pounds. It took time to get there. And it's going to take time to go back. So don't put in this kind of thing where you're going to go on a diet where you starve yourself, because you're going to fail. You just have to take it one day at a time, cut out one thing, weigh yourself every morning, and be happy when, in the course of a week, you've lost a pound.
Yeah, my first advice
for those in that direction
is to tell the people to stop eating. But if you change your own negative ways, you'll influence people around you. We get a positive reaction, and you'll create an environment that's beneficial to everyone. Seems like common sense, but it doesn't work that way, does it, Iris?
No. My dad used to say common sense isn't very common.
Yeah, I like that one. And I have to say your dad is right. This is a book that I think will benefit everyone. And it's 212 pages. It's published by Tate Publishing. Go to TatePublishing.com. It's written by a lovely guest. And what a nice way to end the hour, Iris Lynch. The name of the book is The Miracle of Self-Power. And I thank you so much, Iris, for taking the time. Keep writing. Keep going.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Okay. This is Stu Taylor rounding out another show. We'll see you here tomorrow.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.